Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy. Before we get into Parental Confidential, just a heads up, Breezy and I do have tickets for Ja Rule in Nelly that we're going to be giving away in the next hour. Make sure you listen to when. They're coming to Darien Lake August 1st.
Keep your pants on, ladies.
It's your chance to win them before you can buy them. We were more than happy this morning to get Raina on the air with us for Parental Confidential, who says she has been struggling as a single mother with her 11-year-old son in his constant outburst. Now, if you've been there, done that, if this is something you can relate to, we'd love for you to call in and try and point her in the right direction.
Right.
She could really use some help. But I think what's so alarming about Raina's situation is that her son seems to be getting more aggressive, more verbally abusive as time goes on.
Right.
Let's get her on the phone with us. Raina, thanks for coming on the show this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy. So I'm just desperate, really, for some parenting advice. I'm kind of nervous. Did you want me to just share the whole story of what I wrote in the email?
Yeah. Go. Feel free. Just go ahead and tell us exactly what you wrote.
Okay. For context, I have an 11-year-old son who was upset that I hid his Nintendo Switch to teach him a lesson about taking things from my office.
Uh-oh.
You know, yeah. Silly. I know.
Been there. My mom did the same thing.
Not the Nintendo Switch.
He became really upset and escalated to swearing and screaming and basically told me I should go kill myself.
Yikes.
That's really dark. Yeah. That's really dark.
Is that the first? Is that the first time he's ever said something to you like that?
Yes. To that degree, yes. I was completely shocked. I mean, we have a really open approach to mental health and, you know, he's aware of my own struggles, of which feeling suicidal at one point. But he has ADHD and at times he could just like snap at me or react so quickly. But this is the worst it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
When those words came out of his mouth, what was your response? I mean, did you chase him around the house with a wooden spoon or did you just kind of like totally in shock?
I was in shock. I left the room. I didn't want him to see me crying, but I left the room and I just started hysterical crying. I didn't talk to him for the rest of the night. And then the next day I didn't know what to do. So I just tried to act like nothing happened because I didn't know what to say. You know,
yeah, that is that. I think for a lot of us, that's a conversation that was always going to be had. If something like that was said, that's not swept under the rug. So yeah. I can imagine that you went to just crumble in the corner. That's a lot to hear from an 11-year-old, especially your son.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't want to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but his father was very abusive.
Oh.
And, well, yeah.
Is he no longer in the picture?
Absolutely. we haven't seen him in years.
Got it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Does that add another layer of worry to you?
100%. 100%. Because my son was old enough to know his father. So he only left, I want to say, 4 years ago. So my son was old enough to, like, understand what was going on. And there was a time where something traumatic went on, and he just basically told me to kill myself in front of my son.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
And, yeah. I mean, he was blackout drunk. It was a whole thing. And, unfortunately, my son overheard it. And, of course, I didn't want him to hear this or witness this, but he did. And so, you know, fast forward to now, you know, I know he was being impulsive when he said what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell when he said it, he was like almost shocked himself and he was upset, but the words came out of his mouth. You know, but there's no doubt about it.
And it probably gave you so many flashbacks to when your ex said the same exact thing.
It was very traumatic. Very traumatic. I've been doing good. You know, like I said before, I have my own mental health struggles, you know, depression, anxiety, all that. And so I've been doing okay. You know, I want to be a beacon of light for my son, but that kind of took me down a few pegs. I mean, I feel like I was scraped off the bottom of a shoe. Like, what I thought, I've been doing the best I can as a mother. You know, I'm a single mom. Like, I can only do so much, and I'm proud of what I've done for my son, but I don't want him to become like his father. I mean, that's the fear, right? As he gets older, he says these things and then there's actions behind it. And,
sure.
You know, he meets somebody and says the same. And I want to stop the cycle. So,
yeah, I don't know. Try not to beat yourself up too much. Kids will say all types of things they don't mean in the heat of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do it all the time. And God knows I felt horrible after if I said something to my mother I didn't mean because I was pissed off.
Right.
But of course, I can totally understand where you're coming from with the past experiences and situations that you had to face with your ex. And clearly, you're scared your son has picked up on some of those toxic traits.
And just like the whole idea of that's your son, he's half you, half your ex. It probably, you see the traits and you're like, oh my God, I don't want my son to end up that way.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's any therapist or parents listening that may be able to share with me, like, how do we even go about approaching this?
Right.
So he understands, like, this could never happen again. It's just not appropriate.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there is plenty of parents and a couple of therapists listening, and hopefully some of them might be able to point you in the right direction. If you can, and you've heard this, 585-252-9800 to help our friend Ray now here. Thanks for agreeing to come on and share that with us.
Yeah.
I know it's tough to talk about.
But, it is, but I'm hoping to get some clarity. So thank you guys.
I hope so too. Yeah. Thank you, Raina. We'll get to some calls and texts that are already coming in. So make sure you tune in and listen to see if anyone can help out.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great holiday. Okay.
Thanks. You as well.
Okay. Bye. All right. That's kind of heavy. We had Terry that was messaging in here as soon as Raina brought up the fact with her ex, she messaged in and said, therapy, therapy, therapy. Mm-hmm. And I know it's the last thing you want to hear because most listeners might echo the same advice, but this was literally how my ex was as a kid. And his mom didn't get him any or enough help. And he turned out to be a horrible person that was basically a spitting image of his abusive father. Mm-hmm. I know you said your son wasn't around, a whole lot to witness your ex. Well, he kind of was. But it gets harder from here. Teens with anger issues are scary. Take it from a former one, but definitely get him the help.
This person says, take away the video games. That's what he learned. That's where he learned it. They talk like that on Discord all the time. This person says, I think it seems like you want to handle it like an adult and have a stern talking with him. But what he needed to see was you crying. Yelling at him isn't going to fix anything. It's just going to make him more angry.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make him feel empathetic and realize how much he actually hurt you. Also, this kind of extreme reaction shows addiction. He needs to limit his video game time, screen time, etc.
Yeah. As soon as she took it away, he just started tweaking out.
Yeah.
I was an ADHD kid that was borderline violent, had outburst. And the listener goes on to say, my parents just physically and emotionally abused me for it. I'm 30. I'm still trying to figure it out. But whatever you do, don't make him feel like he's the problem. Definitely do a huge cut in screen time, but spend time with him one-on-one. It's the one thing I wish I had as a child. Mm-hmm. Wow.
This person says he needs therapy. This behavior isn't normal. How is he acting in school? This person says, okay, why not actually take him to family therapy? That could be a little bit more beneficial. This person says therapy and consistency is absolutely huge. My son does the same stuff, has ADHD, and his dad was also abusive.
Yeah, because it's not just him that needs it. It sounds like Raina definitely could use it as well.
Yeah.
So if the two of them went together, it probably definitely is more beneficial.
For sure. This person says definitely should be in there for both of you if you're not already. Also, I think you should have allowed him to see you cry because it's going to be way more impactful, kind of echoing what that person said before. And it needs to be addressed immediately before things escalate to a place you don't want them. A point of no return, if you want to put it that way.
Sure.
And also, like, I don't know. I just think it's kind of crazy that these outbursts are happening and you feel out of control. Because, not saying like you're crazy or anything, but I'm just saying there's a lot of parents that go through this. And a lot of parents that are like, I'm at such a loss. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to turn.
Yeah. I want to go over to Tommy real quick. Tommy says, hey guys, I'm a parent. Young kids today have us wrapped up in scared parenting. If you take away anything, they will say they will run away. My two boys now are young teens, but it doesn't always get better. Now, even with young adults, they get moody. They won't say what's really wrong. They will never understand until they are parents themselves one day. I think therapy is definitely something that both of you should attend together. And then Krista says, I'd remove gaming opportunities for a few weeks, especially if he games online. I reintroduce his gaming system on a limited time basis and see how he manages that. But frankly, if he games online, I'd remove that altogether. The things people say to each other online can be vile, and kids will absolutely pick it up. Good luck, Raina. That came in from Krista. We had a therapist that messaged in and left her contact, and I'm more than happy to send that over to Raina, which I will do.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much. Appreciate all the love and all the help that you offer a lot of our people here and listeners that jump on Parental. If it's something you ever want to do and you want to leave a message with us, you can do it on our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester or, of course, our Facebook at 98PXY. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 98PXY.